Acts chapter 13. Let's go to work. All these people doing this prophesying over their finances, so y'all just don't worry about it. They're prophesying on their finances, not yours. That's what the Lord showed us Friday, you remember? They're prophesying over their finances. You ain't going to stop them from prophesying over their finances. You can forget that. Amen. See, their seed prophesies over your harvest. So they're saying to their finances, you about to change. See, their seed is prophesying over their harvest. Put this on the altar for me. Put that on the altar. Somebody put it in my hand. Acts chapter 13, as they prophesied over their offering. I'm going to walk the floor today. I'm coming to your house. Coming down your road today. I feel the Holy Ghost. My, my, my. My, my. Go right ahead. Oh, go right ahead. Go right ahead. You watching by internet, they are prophesying over their harvest. See, your seed prophesies over your harvest. Your seed tell your harvest what it's going to do. Hear that something? Hallelujah. So people just trying to talk to their harvest. You got to prophesy over your harvest with a seed. My, my, my. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. I believe that. It's a demonstration of the Spirit. It is a demonstration of the Spirit. Nobody told these people nothing. This happened all over the world. It happened in other countries. Wherever I go, it happened. Because money cometh brought that prophecy over your money with a seed to cause God to do supernatural things in your life. In due season. See, the Bible says, faint not, for in due season you reap if you faint not. Just keep on sowing. Don't be contrary. Don't be contrary. Acts chapter 13, you there? Can you find that in your Bible? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a Sunday. We're going to deal with five verses there in Acts 13. Matter of fact, we're going to deal with, I'm going to wait on y'all. Y'all just keep prophesying. Now, y'all do what you're doing. We're going to deal with four verses. Then I might go further because we run up on a witchcraft man. We might have to deal with him. But you can't deal with these witches and sorcerers if you're not ready. But they'll eat your lunch. See, these people, these witch people do have power. It's evil power, but they're not respecting no flesh and just Bible reading. You got to be anointed to deal with these folk. Are you listening to me? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's real power, but it's not the power of God. It's the power of the enemy. You remember Moses threw his rod down, it turned into a snake, and the magician threw his down too. But Moses' snake had his up. Greater power met. Power met with greater power. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm going to give these people time to sow. Yeah, you just wait.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Get back to their Bible. They won't hear the message too.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now here's what the Lord said to us. You might want to write it in your note. As you go, increase your encounters and experiences with the Holy Ghost. As you go, let there be an increasing of your encounters and experiences with the Holy Ghost. Very important. Very important. I'm going to read the text now. In Acts 13. We're going to read here. Then I'm going to give you some very, very important words that will carry you through this revelation. In Acts 13. Now let me give you a little head up on this story. There's five men who stand in ministry office. Got together and began to pray and fast. Now, if you're reading the text, you're not going to know how long they were there. See, a lot of time we read the Bible and think it just happened in a few minutes that we're reading. But it got to have a protected period of time to fast. You can't fast. So, see, that's why it's so observation is three. Montreal going to be teaching in the school. Observation interpretation and application. It will create an enjoyment of you reading the Bible if you can know what's really going on. Mm-hmm. So you read this passage, these first in 13 Acts. You read them to get the real insight out of it. I just kept reading it over and over again. And then I come to the conclusion there was five men. Out of the five, two were sent out by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
And the Bible talked about they were ministering to the Lord. So let's look at it a minute here. In Acts 13, verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers. Now find out they were prophets and teachers too. Prophet and teachers. That's men who had something to do with God's government. Right? As Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manion, which had been brought up with Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. So it's five men, I think. You know, I might have missed one, but it's five. All right. Now, they got some cities in there. Them cities, we ain't talking about cities, we're talking about men. See, they tell you the man and tell you what city he came from. But I want to catch that was five prophets and teachers together. All right. Now, we'll see what. They're going to have an encounter and an experience with the Holy Ghost. And I'm just saying, now notice verse 2 now. As they who? The five. Prophet and teachers. As they what?
Ministered.
That's a strange word, that ministered. Well, they were in his presence. They were praising him. They were thanking him. They were acknowledging him. They were emphasizing how much they needed him. To know what the next move is.
Right. Yes, sir.
Just think about it. We would check with the Lord about the next move in our life. I mean, before we call anybody, before we say anything, we just get in prayer.
Yes.
And just say, God, I'm going to stay here until you tell me what to do.
Yes.
Or life will be a whole lot better.
Yes.
I know I've gone off without doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that?
Yes,
I've gone off and had some ideas that I could
right.
work it out.
Right.
Got whipped every time. But when I take time to praise him, when I take time to stand before him, and like a little child, God, I don't know what to do, but I'm going to praise you till you say something.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I mean, that's a solution for you right there. I said that's a divine solution for anything you're dealing with. Just get before him and praise him. See, minister to the Lord. They were ministering to the Lord. See, ministry take time. See, when they say somebody ministering, that means it take a quantity amount of time. He's ministering to the Lord. I don't want to get stuck here because I got so much to tell you. So let's go on. As they minister to the Lord and fast, so there's fast. So I come to the conclusion, these verses we're reading didn't happen in 5 minutes.
Right.
Or maybe neither, not 5 hours. I don't know how long they were there. Uh-huh. See? But I know it takes longer than fast to fast. I mean, you can't fast. You just ate 3 minutes ago. Talking about I'm fasting, then talking about I want something to eat. That ain't no fast. So we don't have all the facts how long it was there. But I know they was ministering to the Lord and fast. And then look what happened. Look what happened. They fast. They minister. Look what happened. They stirred up the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
And the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas, and Saul for the work whereunto I have called him." Now most men here don't give me a chance to do that. They don't give me a chance. They don't give me a chance to minister to the Lord long enough to find out what way the Lord hold it, so the Holy Ghost can tell us what way to send them. We picked that up in the church some kind of way with committees. And committees took the place of the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And then the Bible says, the third verse, when they had fast and prayed. Now they're praying. And laid their hands on them. They sent them away. Well, that was a proper sending, wasn't it? So they being, watch this. Now watch verse 4. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. I thought the men sent them. departed into Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Now, if you read this whole chapter, you're going to find out they ran into some devils. And if you're not sent, and you run into some devils, and if the Holy Ghost didn't say, act them boys, seven sons of Sceva, them devils whoop their clothes off and whoop them naked because they went out there calling somebody else's name, but they really wasn't sent by God. All right, you got that? Now, if you're going to increase your encounters and your experiences with the Holy Ghost as these men did, well, you know you're going to have to minister to the Lord for one thing. And you're going to have to fast. And you're going to take time before the Lord. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And then these words came that can align us this morning to have greater experience with the Holy Ghost. Expectation is a word here. If you're going to have the encounter, the expectation, you're going to expect God to do something out of the ordinary. And you're going to have to, when he told me that, he said expectation, and then he told me two other words to go with that. Faith and hope. Expectation operating in your faith and hope. In other words, in the present moment, I'm trusting God. And in the future, I'm trusting God. So my present moment and my future is connected by my expectation. I expect God to do something about the situation in my life right now that is not working properly. I just expect God. I got my faith on it, and I have my hope on it. All in between got to come between my faith and hope because I expect God to do what he said. That expectation will cause an encounter with the Holy Ghost. He who has faith, he who operates in hope, makes a demand on the Holy Ghost power. Because the Holy Ghost is authorized by God to carry the work out into his realm. If a man have expectation, ministering to the Lord, fasting and praying, it charged the Holy Ghost to do something. Are you following me? So expectation is one of the things we're going to have to develop. Throughout the scriptures, you're going to see one writer say in the psalm, my expectation is from God, or of God. Then when you talk about the word encounter, when I was praying, encounters, now you can use it negatively or positively, but the Lord told me it's focused present. Focused present. Focused present. In other words, God not just, yeah, I'm focusing on it. I know he's here. Why? Because I put my focus on him, and my focus have revealed him to me. You see. Therefore, you have an encounter right there on that spot because you have focus present on God. Then, in another word is enlightenment. I'm just trying to get us ready for the text. Enlightenment and ready to have an encounter. Increase your encounter and experience with God and see miracle and sign begin to function in life. An encounter, having an encounter with God. And the Lord said to me here, you have, and I kind of questioned, but I got out of the way right quick, you know. Flashes of truth. Flashes of truth. They'll get a hold of you. They keep flashing.
Right.
Yeah, they get in your eye. You know, you ever saw a light blinking real strong?
Yes,
it'll get in your eyes. Flashes of truth. And you see, I think to a certain degree, oh my, this is what the Holy Ghost said. I think these flashes for truth have to blind you naturally. In other words, because you're trying to figure this thing out. So he just told me that. Flashes of truth. When there's flashes of truth coming at you, it blinds you to what you thought. And then the truth can set you free. So if God keep blanking the answer in your face, keep blanking, just keep flashing. He might not show you the whole thing, just flash you enough to get you interested. In other words, God disturb you.
Yes, sir. Right.
You know something not right, but something right keep flashing before you.
Right. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
That's an encounter. I've had many flashes of truth and caught my attention. And when it flashed, I start looking for it. Then another flash come. Then all of a sudden the light come on completely. Whoa. You know, maybe you miss God. Because God gave you a flash, and you didn't pay attention to the flash, another flash, you want the light to come on automatically. No, you can't stand the light until he gets you set up for the light. Then another thing he talks about along the line, empowerment. That empowerment, I just wrote, filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. That's a good way to have an encounter. Yes, yeah, that's a good way to have an experience with God. Filled, that's a good way to go in adventures in the Spirit. Man, the church need to have adventures in the Spirit. I mean, the church need to make somebody have stand up on their head.
Yes,
when you talk to a certain point, my God, where they been?
Yes,
see. Then there's enablement. Come on now, I've got to walk through these right quick. Enablement, when you have encountered the experience of God. And you know what the Lord told me? You're fighting on another level. You'll be fighting on another level. See, when God enablement come upon you, you fight on another level. You're not on the same level as a regular church member. You're not on the same level as a regular person. You're fighting in a dimension of God. You're fighting with angels on your side. You see? See, there's a divine enablement that comes from God when you have encounters and experiences with God. You turn into a superman. You do things you can't explain. Then when he talked about experiences, he said to me, flowing. Just flowing with him. Just flowing with the Lord. Just all right, God, you won't go, I'll go with you. I mean, you can't explain it, you can't handle it, but you're just in a flow. Now, everybody get in a flow sometimes. These lawyers can tell you, right? Y'all, these two lawyers, daddy's a judge, and he's a lawyer. You know, I use them all the time. They're my cousin, that's why I use them. But they'll tell you, you get in the courtroom, you get in the flow. A lawyer getting the flow. He getting the flow, that case over. I mean, you can hit a certain thing, and that thing, boy, start a lot of other thoughts coming up. You got the judge, the jury, and even the other lawyer agreeing with you because you done got in the flow. Well, see, in the spirit realm, you can get in the flow. There's a flow you can get in, flowing with the Holy Ghost. Everybody say flowing with the Holy Ghost. And then we don't see this much in the church, but we're going to start seeing it. John Osteen, before he went home to be with the Lord, my wife and I went out to his church where we were seeking, and they were used to have what you call word explosions. And I didn't quite, as a Baptist boy, didn't understand what it mean by a word explosion. But partner, after that service started, and they started moving, some different people started moving in the gift of the Spirit and flowing in the things of God, I knew what a word explosion was. Well, I was about to explode myself. So in this, there's an explosion will take place when you know how to walk with God. And you know there's going to be an eruption at any minute. Yeah, when you're dealing with something. You know God's going to come through, you know. You just know it. And then this flowing is flowing in the work, in the finished work of Christ on the cross. Flowing in the finished work. Something already done. We sing a song, it's already done. It's already done, you see. Flowing that. Then on the other hand, now, and then I'll start opening the text up. Then on the other hand, now watch this, and you want this in life, and the enemy will be exposed and embarrassed. And you know, he'll start putting his hand on you too much. He started getting exposed and embarrassed. You started hitting all these flaws on him. He'll know he's dealing with somebody who know the master. Are you here with me? Now you just hold your text there. In Acts 13, I actually got 1 through 12. I didn't read the whole thing because I got it after them boys were sent. They met with a spirit. They met with a man who wanted to meet the Lord, but he had another man with him had a bad spirit. So the man full of the Holy Ghost just said, you're going to be blind.
Right.
That's power, boy. You read it. But God's work cannot be carried out without having and keeping deep respect and expectation from the Holy Spirit. Let me get it again now. Come on now. Listen, we're talking about the text. These men had to have deep respect and expectation from the Holy Spirit. Say it. Deep respect,
deep respect
and expectation,
expectation
from the Holy Spirit. God's work cannot be carried out without having and keeping deep respect and expectation from the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You get that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
What, in other words, it means being able, you listening?
Yes, sir.
to identify with the spirit world and participate in it is of great value. Being to identify with the spirit world and participate it in it is of great value. All right, you ready to go? Turn to Philippians chapter 2 now. We're talking about having these encounters, having these experiences, having this expectation, having this, and I think I'm one of the man ones. No, it was enlightenment, flashes of truth from the Holy Ghost. You know, one time I thought I was going to preach, but you write this down. The secret of being hungry and having adventures in the Holy Ghost. You heard that? The secrets of being hungry and having adventures in the Holy Ghost. That's what it's all about. That's what Christianity is all about. That you can operate in another realm, on another level, in another power. Why? Because you're a child of God. You've been born of His Spirit. So you can function on God's level. You can function in Jesus' power. The word of God, this book can become real in your life by action. I wish I had a praying church yet. By action. See? By action. You can release whatever you see in the word, you can do it. But you got to see it. That's the thing, you got to see it. All right, let's look at this. And when I was dealing with this, the Lord said, now, if they're going to come to these encounters and experiences and participate in their right identity as a child of God, they're going to have to know how to surrender. Number one, one must come to the point of, Lord, I surrender to your will. Now, that's whatsoever you're dealing with. That's whatever day of the week it is. That no matter who you're dealing with, no matter how hard it seems that you can't make it, I want you, under the sound of my voice, to come to the point to say to the Lord, Lord, I surrender to your will. I came across a couple of 3-4 weeks ago, when Jesus yielded up the ghost, the curtain was split. The curtain came open. The rock was split. The earth have an earthquake. And people start getting out the grave. Because a man or woman who be not wise in their own eyes, but surrender to the will of God, is somebody to contend with. That person, oh my, I feel the Holy Ghost. That person who, a surrendered Christian, who have surrendered and said to the Lord, I mean, not just talking, Lord, I surrender. Lord, I surrender. The song said, Lord, I surrender my all. Unto thee all I surrender. This surrendering business is spiritual. You know what? You know the secret of it? You can't do it on your own. That's why I'm taking you to this text in Philippians chapter 2 here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I tell you what. You listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Not only one, but I'm just going to say it this way. Somebody's problems are about to be solved.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if it's a problem with your children, problem in your home, whatever it is. Relationship, whatever it is. See, because you see, sometimes we don't win because we don't surrender. We're trying to fight on our own ability. We're trying to fight our rights out. We're trying to prove who's wrong and who right. No, it's, whoa! See, that's the problem. We're trying to prove who's wrong, who right. That's the whole argument. No. Let's get the truth. Truth will prove who's wrong and who right. But we be judging one another, husband and wife. Well, you say it did. I said it. I said it. No, what is truth? When truth comes, the wife got to shut up and the husband got to shut up. And they both got to admit to who right and who wrong, or maybe say both are wrong. You need some flashes of truth. That's what you need. Now notice this here in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. Wherefore, my beloved, come on, let's read. Wherefore, read behind me because y'all read too fast. Wherefore, I might want to stop somewhere. My beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. And then, for Louisiana colloquial, he hauled off and said this. I being a mother state deputy, what are you talking about? I had to explain it to him, you know. But he said this. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now the problem is Christians stay babies and always want somebody else to work something out for them. Would you pray for this? Pray for that. Pray for this. The secret is God have designed you to contact him for yourself. And then as an old experience, oh, how sweet it is when you can contact God for yourself. When you find out, my brothers and sisters, there's nothing too hard for God. Then when you make it personal, listen, when you make it personal, watch this. There's nothing too hard for my God. When you know your God is in your corner, even though things don't look like they're going right, but you know things got to come out right because God is for you. The Bible says in Romans 8:31, you know what the Bible says in Romans 8:31? Do you really know what the Bible says in Romans 8:31? You need to look at it. You need to remember this. You know what the Bible says in Romans 8:31? If God... Do you really believe that?
Yes.
I got you. You really believe that?
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
If God is for you, that means there's not a doggone thing you're dealing with in here this morning you can't handle. Because you got God on your side. Is God on your side? Absolutely. Listen, and when I say God is on my side, it doesn't mean I've been doing everything right. See, the devil took us with that. You know, when I say God is on my side, God is on my side. Watch this now. God is on my side. Watch what I'm about to say. See, not because I'm so good. God is on my side by grace. Devil said, yeah, but I'm going to whip you because God is on your side. You holler out, grace! Turn to Hebrews 4:16. I ain't lying. We'll come back to Philippians. Turn to Hebrews 4:16. Somebody look at me like I'm lying. I ain't lying. The Bible said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may find grace and mercy to help win. Help win in the time of need. So as long as I have grace, nobody can be against me. Because grace kicking in Romans 8:31 for me, even if I slipped down and made a mistake, grace picked me back up. Everybody say thank God for grace. All right, go back to Philippians because we're dealing with this surrender. See, total surrender to God. Told God, every now and then, God, all I have belong to you. See. Now, some of y'all never dump. I want y'all to dump this stuff. Dump everything you have to God. Say it in your private time. Just tell him. He do want it whether you tell him or not. But if he see you acknowledging your stewardship like that, he want to trust you with more. All right, and he said, work out your own salvation, right? You back at the text? Come on, you back. I'm gone from Hebrew. I'm back in Philippians 2. All right. He says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Enter that 12th verse. Everybody with me?
Yes.
All right. Watch what he said in the next verse now. Look at this surrender business. I've heard people say all kinds of things what they're going to do for God, but they were saying it on their own. It won't work. What it says. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. In other words, he tell you do it and get in and go to work for you. So yeah, here's a word. Here's a word you better hold on to as a Christian. H-E-L-P. Say it.
Help.
Yeah, all of us need help. I might say, I almost say all y'all need help, but all of us need help. We all need help. Now notice what we're dealing with now, because I'm going to go to another point. I want you to keep this in mind. As you go, increase your encounters and experiences with the Holy Ghost. And one of the ways to do it is, Lord, I surrender. Okay? You still here with me?
Yes, sir.
The next thing is, it's not an easy thing. Jesus come with the sword of the Spirit. Jesus said, think not I come to send peace, but I come with a sword to separate. If you're going to increase your encounters and your experiences with the Holy Ghost, it's being ready to experience separation. From people that you've been with for a long time. But they got you chained to a certain level. And the only way you're going to get away from it, you got to get away from them. Turn to Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, nor stand in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law does he meditate day and night. Then he says he's like a tree planted by the waters. It bring forth his fruit, his leaves shall not wither. Huh? And whatsoever he do, it shall prosper. But notice the separation there. See, when you get blessed, you bless the separation. In other words, he who do not want to go, you got to leave them. Why? They become baggage. They become like a plague. They become weight. That's right, they become weight. And they begin to question your commitment.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
And the one say, oh, you don't have to do all that. But if you delight yourself in the Lord, the Bible says, he'll give you the desires of your heart. But there's some package and some relative and some friend and some kinfolk. The Bible talks about, turn to Luke 21. Luke 21, I think it's in there. Luke 21. Wait a minute. I think it's in the Bible. People hold you back from encounters and experience. They got to a certain level with their religion, and that's the first they want to go, and they're fussing because you want to go further. Now they're trying to cross you up with them old cross spirit. You know what a cross spirit is? Old cross spirit. You say one thing, they say something else. They got a Bible all marked up. Let's see if this is the scripture I want. No, this is scripture one. Luke 21, verse 14. Sell it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer. Now notice verse 15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom. See it?
Yes,
which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. But I came upon verse 16 and found my kinfolk. Look at it. Verse 16. I mean, I've been reading the Bible a long time. But I talk about my cousin.
That's right.
Because that's the one got the greatest hold on you. And you shall be betrayed by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends. And some of you shall they call to be put to death. Watch verse 17 now. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Now, if somebody don't dislike you, I'm going to tell you right now. If somebody don't dislike you about your walk with Christ, you ain't got no walk. Because what you've done put Jesus in their place. Jesus first. See? And see, people don't like that. They like to be first. They like to talk about Jesus and Christ, but they don't want him to be first. Don't shout me down because I'm all up at your house with your kin folks. Your cigar smoking kin folks and all. But look at verse 18. Oh, hallelujah. Look at verse 18. You got your shouting clothes on? But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Lord said, you remember that? I got this. You just stick with me. I got this. You see that? All right. So, woo, Lord. Being ready to experience separation. See, a lot of times that don't happen because people are not ready for that. But, you know, speaking from experience, I had to do some separation. As a matter of fact, you don't have to do it. It just comes.
Right.
If you become committed to a certain thing, you just going to be left out from the birthday parties. They're not calling you. They ain't calling you for no family reunion. You don't need him. What are you willing to separate from that you can have a real encounter and a real experience with God? Who are you ready to separate from? See. You don't have to tell them, I'm not coming by no more. You're not going to be invited.
That's right.
Now listen very carefully because I want you to miss the third one because they sound alike. The third point, we're talking about encounters and experience with God. Adventures in the Holy Ghost, increasing your encounter and experience with the Holy Ghost, right? All right, number three, going through a period of divine saturation. Joshua chapter 1, if you please. Going through a period of divine saturation. In other words, a period where you spend before God and it's just you and God. And you soak God up. And when you come out the room, it's more God than you. Everybody say saturation. You know, it's like putting a sponge in water. That sponge will suck up more than a rag.
That's right.
A rag capacity can take so much. They've got some Christians, they can't take them on so much. But when you become a sponge and you begin to cool up by side, begin to saturate the presence of God. Become soaked with God. You follow what I'm saying? This word might not be right. God lather. So what does soap make? The lather's not coming out of you. You've been in the presence of God. You know, you ride a horse too long. You ride a horse for a long time. The horse, we're tired at. The horse started making soap.
Right.
It come out of his skin. It's white. It's white. You have to soak. Turn to Josh. Josh going to help us. Help us, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Josh in Proverbs 4. Wow. Let's go backward. Let's go to Proverbs 4 first. My 4:20. My son. My daughter, do not skim through my word. Do not read my word hastily. But I want you to pay close attention to what I'm saying to you. Because I'm about to give you wisdom to build, understanding to establish, and knowledge to fill it with precious praise. Pay attention when I'm talking to you. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. My word, my saying. My word, my saying. Don't pay no attention to what nobody else saying. My word, my saying. They say you're not going to make it. I say you're going to make it. They say you can't take this. I say you're going to be able to take it. Why? I got my hand on you. You don't only have my word, my saying, but my hand is up on you. Tell somebody, Lord, hand up on me. Tell somebody. No, tell them like you mean it. And believe it yourself. Soak that in. Let that get a hold of you. Soak that in. Soak the Lord hands on me. And I ain't about to take it off myself.
That's right. Come on now. Come on.
Man had the hand of the Lord on him. I'd run a chariot, a group of horses. He outrun them. The energy. When you talk about the hand of the Lord on you, you know what you're saying? The energy of the Lord is on me. I'm hooked to divine electricity. The voltages are getting stronger. See, the anointing is the voltage. Tied plug into a 110 line. 110 line runs small appliances. I need to get into a 220 line. Well, I can run big appliances. I can move out in a deeper dimension of the blessings of God and be a bigger blessing to people. Nobody will be plugging in a 110. It just run little fans and stuff. I want something run the air conditioner. Woo! Now you know a little more about this than me, but I know I'm 110 to 220. I'm going a little different, right? Yeah. The prong not different. See. Yeah. See. So when I go in my RV is 45 feet long, and it got 3 air conditioners on it. And I give them people the blues in them with them little electricity, because I got to plug in a 50 amp line. Now Leroy done plug in a smaller line in me because the RV is smaller than mine by rights. I mean, that's the way it goes. You wake up to these levels. You don't just jump in these levels. You wake up to them. It's levels, you see. But see, I can't plug mine into what Leroy. I think he plugged in a 30 amp. Yeah, I can. No, that's my point, honey. My point is the prong on my wire won't fit here. It's different. See, a 110 got two little things, little flat thing. But you go to a 220, you got a round one on it. And they're larger. Why? More power. I'm trying to get you plugged up so you can have more power coming out when you need it. More power coming out when you need it, man. Ain't nobody got no time to keep plugging in a 110 line. If I could get my plug in that 30 amp, nothing would work. That thing got a washing machine, a electric stove, dryer. That thing got what? Then sometime I go to some of them places, you know, they claim to have 50 amp. When that big baby go to rolling, plop, that thing cut across. Man, y'all ain't got no 50. That thing been cut out. It work everywhere else. Something wrong with your unit. No, I said something wrong with your supply. Because when I was at a good park, me and my wife slept all night long, but this thing keep jumping off. So I got to get you plugged up. See, because there's a life, that's an encounter, that's the experiences, but you got to soak. Get back to that scripture. My son attended my word. Get back to that scripture. I've got to close in a few minutes. Get back to that scripture. Maybe you're plugged in wrong. That's why the air conditioner keep going off. Life got a permanent air conditioner running all the time. Don't care if hell break loose. The air conditioner's still on. That's when you need it running anyway. But hell means hot. So you got to have the air conditioner running. You ain't plugged up right. And just tripping. And Leroy and my Leroy and Philip and my RVs are different, and the prices are different. And I go up in the air, just blowing like in a freezer. And mine's tripping. Because they don't have enough power to sustain the output my life needs. So I gotta choose. Hey, the way I go, I can't go everywhere. I mean, is this a real park? Is this park ready for the top? Come on, tell two or three people, plug in. God, no, we're about to go somewhere. We're about to go to another level. Tell them we're about to go to another level. Plug in. Some of you, listen to me, some of you this week going to have phenomenal things that happen to you. Thus said the Lord, things that you never seen before, just because you're here. Plug in, tell somebody, plug in. Now, I don't know if you heard what I said. Spirit of God promised me. Some of you are going to have phenomenal things happen in your life that you've never seen before. Listen, this week. Plug in, tell them, plug in. Now, Lord, I'm going to say it. See, you cannot plug in every church what you're plugging in now. Yeah, is that the church just like the park? Well, I better talk. Let me talk up in here. The church just like the park. If the park don't have the juice, if the church don't have the juice, and you trying to plug in, your air conditioner gonna trip out. And that's why people get angry with you. They'll tell you, you go to that church. Y'all think y'all can do anything. You doggone right, I think I can do anything. Because the Bible says I can do it. You go to that church. You think y'all can do anything. That man done told y'all can do anything. You doggone right, he told you that. I didn't say it, God said it. With God, nothing is impossible. I wish I had somebody in y'all plug in now. Plug into this 220 line. Come on, plug the thing in. Don't just stand there. Plug up. I'll tell it again, Lord. Now, see, there are people at churches this morning can't plug in this level. Why? Because they haven't gone to this level. Nothing wrong with the church. I love the people. But they just can't plug in this level. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all got them little cousin mentality. No! Come on, sit down. Get to the Bible. I'm going to close out in a minute. I want to laugh. Ha ha. Who ha ha. He who ha ha. Ha ha ha. Tell the person next to you. Tell the person next to you. It's all right to laugh. Go ahead and laugh. Laugh. Laugh, God damn it. Laugh. Hallelujah. Ho ho ho. I'm laughing. You better laugh. We're gonna laugh at you. Ha ha. 4:20. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Look at him. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Why? For their life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Joshua 1:8. Saturation. Laugh. Laugh like you got the victory. Laugh till something good happens to you. Laugh. Good God Almighty. Rejoice. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho. Hey, glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey. Ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. Laugh. Laugh. For you got the victory. Laugh. For the fight is over. Laugh. For you got the victory. Laugh. Laugh, because you got the laugh, laugh, laugh. You got the glory. Plug up, plug up, plug up, plug it up.
Laugh all the way to the bank.
Yeah, laugh all the way to the bank. What happened to you? What happened to you? I was at the church and I plugged up. You either laugh with me or I'll laugh at you. Ha, 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 ha. Are you going to laugh or what? I'm going to have to come get you out of that chair. Are you going to laugh or what? You better laugh. I'll come get you. Yeah, you said to me, Pastor, you don't know the problem I have. That's why I told you laugh. The laughter gonna get you out. The laughter is like medicine. You don't know the last time you had a good real laugh. Laugh, man. Laugh, woman. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. He, he, he. Hey, hey, hey. Ha, 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 ha. We're going to the level of no return here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where my handkerchief at, boy? Give me a handkerchief. Hallelujah. I don't want this old ball up handshake. Give me another handshake. Give me some dignity up in there. Find me a handshake that's full up right now, man. There you go. You bring up on. He just got a new home. He kind of cranky, you know. He just kind of cranky. He half here and half at home. He just got a new home, you know. So he's kind of goofy. I understand. Bring me a handshake all balled up like that in front of all these people. If y'all go on laugh, that back will be better. Because it's all hooked together, you see.
That's right, Dad. That's right.
Yeah, glory. Glory to God.
Glory.
Some say, I've never seen it on this fashion. Uh-huh. She got people in here right now. I never seen it in the fact. See, my dad trained me. I got a double portion of his spirit. I needed a double portion because I got to teach this money message as well as flow in the van he flowed in. Sometimes we just laugh. It said, when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion in Psalm 126, it didn't say it was sad. It said it was glad. And our mouth was filled with laughter. Because the Lord has done great things for us. Now, if you don't have nothing to laugh about, that's one thing. But if the Lord has done something for you, you ought to laugh. Their mouths were filled with laughter. That's in the book, Psalm 126. People jump on the crying wagon. You see a cry, everybody start crying. You see something little sad. Well, go ahead and laugh. God dug it, laugh. Give God the glory. The Lord have done great things for me, and I'm glad about it, and I'm rejoicing about it, and I want everybody to know God been good to me. Plug in. Let the current flow. Let your deliverance flow. Let your victory flow. Let your finances flow. Let your love flow. Let your joy flow. Let your peace flow. Come on, let it flow. Let grace flow. Let mercy flow. Plug in. I'm blessed on purpose. Tell somebody. I'm blessed on purpose. Tell them I'm blessed on purpose. I'm going to show you that in my clothes. I'm going to show you that in clothes. We're talking about being saturated, right? I'm going to show you how to be blessed on purpose. Joshua 1:8. How to be blessed on purpose. As far as God is concerned, everything he said about you in the Bible is yours.
Amen.
Now, when you come in agreement with him by faith, that's when it's going to start flowing.
Glory.
As far as God's concerned, everything he said in the Bible about you is yours. When you come in agreement with him by faith, that's when it's going to start flowing. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes. See, now it's not talking about your goodness. Oh, no, baby. It's talking about his goodness. Faith connect you with his goodness. Not your goodness, his goodness.
Amen.
You got that?
Yes.
Now notice what it says. Joshua 1:8, I'm going to close. This book of the law should not depart out of your mouth. Keep on saying it. Keep on saying what the Lord is saying, right? This book of the law should not depart out of your mouth. But he said, thou should do what?
Yes.
How often?
Day and night.
That what?
That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written.
Now, look at the next statement. Then. Then what? Then what?
Now.
Whoa, whoa. Then what? No, what? Then what?
Now.
Hold it. No, then God. Then who?
Now.
Thou. Shall what? Shall what? I can't hear you. What? Shall what?
Make.
Thy way prosper. You. And have what? Oh, lift your hand and praise God. You found out a secret. I can do this. I can do this. In Christ, I can do this. I can change the things in my life that are not successful. I can change the things in my life that are not prosperous. I can do this. All I got to do is have close observation of what God has said about me and believe it and release my faith. I release my faith. I will not stay on this level. Come on, lift your hand and praise God some more. Where you at, Montreal? Montreal keep leaving, they keep ducking. Come on, boy. Where's Montreal? Get the mic. Where's Leroy? Did they switch with somebody? I'm not, you know. I took all my strength at the bottom here. I done laid a hand on 200 people and preach like a wild man. That's what y'all yell for. That's why when my seed hit Carolyn's spine, that's what God brought y'all here to help me. Suppose me and your mama wouldn't have made love that night. you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here. That's what you better be glad about it. You ain't no accident. I made you. He said you make your way prosperous. I made him. That's how he got you.